You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
July the 12th, 2021, they're marching in Cuba. They are marching yesterday and through the weekend, and it's probably going to continue. Thousands going into the streets in 16 cities at least, demanding an end to the 62-year-old communist regime. You know what many of them were doing? They were wearing American flags, waving American flags, chanting freedom. And the New York Times, quoting a source, said, yes, they were chanting freedom and anti-government slogans. Freedom is an anti-government slogan? Well, of course, in Cuba it is. Yes, and there were arrests, and some will be taken away and probably never to be seen again. In our next segment, we'll spend more time on that because this is the birth of a nation that wants its freedom. They're looking to us 90 miles away, and we are a beacon of hope for them and those all across the world that want freedom and want what we have here. And in the meantime, we've got in Texas, we got House Democrats doing a little theater. They're preparing to leave the state. They say, we're going to leave the state. We're going to leave the state to block Republicans from passing what they're calling, the Democrats are calling, restrictive new voting laws. Governor Abbott called a special legislative session. Majority of the Democrats are fleeing Texas. Where are they going? Well, they're going to D.C. on two chartered jets. They kept the planning secret because they would be legally compelled to return. And law enforcement could be sent to track them down if it had been known in advance. And, of course, keep in mind, they're going there on their two chartered jets, and think of the emissions carbon footprint they're leaving. That's in addition to all the big wigs that showed up at their summit the other day over the weekend and all flew in their private jets, so many of them that the FAA had to shut down commercial traffic from around the area for a period of time. And all of them like Microsoft leaders and Amazon leaders and John Kerry and the rest of them all coming together, and one of their discussions was climate change. As soon as I get out of my private jet, I can talk to you. The FDA is expected at any moment to issue a new warning concerning the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. It has apparently been linked, at least in some cases, at least 100 cases, to Guillain-Barré. Or Guillain-Barré, as if some, that might be a closer pronunciation, Guillain-Barré. It's a rare autoimmune nerve disorder. Now, keep in mind, some 13 million Johnson & Johnson vaccine recipients have had their shots. We're talking about 100 cases of this happening, and mostly among men age over 50, yet there may still be a warning issued. The Delta variant quickly spreading. U.S. hotspots are climbing in their numbers. And reportedly, among the hot spots, the states of Missouri, Nevada, Florida, Louisiana, Arkansas. One report from a hospital administrator, Mercy Hospital in Springfield, Missouri, 91% of ICU patients, 91% of the ICU patients are on ventilators, and many of them are in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. Well, President Joe Biden is holding a meeting in D.C., so Democrat mayoral candidates and other city and law enforcement leaders around the country can come together and talk about what do we do about our soaring crime rates. You had to have a meeting over that? Got to be gun violence. Oh, and one that could, well, he can't testify now, but he could have, I guess. A 31-year-old rapper released from Chicago the other day is being held on possession of a weapon, a felon in possession of a weapon. There's one of your illegal guns. He posts his bail, he walks out, and two or three different guys opened fire on him. The ME says he had 64 bullet wounds in him. Yeah, yes, he died. tragedy in India. Many had been on top of a watchtower, about 30 of them, and it got hit by lightning. 18 killed. There was a straw poll taken at the Conservative Political Action Conference gathering this last weekend in Texas. Who won? Well, Donald Trump easily winning that 2024 GOP presidential nomination poll. Easily winning. DeSantis coming in a distant second, 21%. Actor Matt Damon saying in doing his research for a worker, oil field worker in Oklahoma, he realizes middle America people are really good people. We're going to talk more about that in the next hour. Stand by.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Those are some of the sounds of people shouting for freedom. Thousands of Cubans in at least 16 cities taking to the streets peacefully. Peacefully, they weren't attacking police, but of course, still many were rounded up because you're inside a communist regime. And you dare chant down the street while you're marching. You want to chant the words freedom. You dare wear or an expose or wave an American flag. Oh, yeah, they're going to grab you up. In fact, there's been video from throughout the island showing both plainclothes and uniformed security officers attacking peaceful protesters. In Havana, bystanders were recording the sound of heavy gunfire. No reports on deaths at this point, but so much is being shut down. And in fact, speaking of shutting down, you basically have had them shut down the internet. Jim Garrity wrote a piece that I really wanted to share with you with him directly in his piece, The Morning Jolt, for the National Review. He begins with a question, have the Cuban people reached their breaking point? And he's talking about how all of them are rushing into the street and doing all this. And he points out a very interesting contrast. I love this. He said, The people of Cuba take to the streets in revolt while a New Yorker vandalizes a gallery that will sell Hunter Biden's paintings. And Richard Branson technically travels to space with some irritating talk about how he's doing it all to help protect the environment. But then he gets into the real issue, and that is what's happening right now in Cuba. In his opinion, he said it does not mark the end of that country's authoritarian communist regime. Not yet, not so fast. But they're moving that direction. The New York Times had summarized in a report today that in a country known for repressive crackdowns on dissent, the rallies are being viewed as astonishing. Activists and analysts calling it the first time that so many openly protested the communist government. The last time that did that was in the summer of 94. That's when a large wave of Cubans left the country by sea. And right now, in Cuba, you cannot own a boat unless you have government approval, because they fear that you will be using that boat to ferry Cubans out of Cuba to where? Let me see. 90 miles, just 90 miles, and you're on the shores of Florida. You're in Key West. The Associated Press reporting from Havana, even though many have taken numerous videos on their cell phones and were even broadcasting it live for a period of time, the, guess what, no surprise here, they're watching our fake media, our big tech, Google, Facebook, Twitter, just shut it down. Shut it down. That's what they did. Now, there were some protesters who were pulling up cobblestones, throwing them at police. Police began arresting them. One Roman Catholic priest said people were just here to express themselves freely. They're being repressed. They're being beaten. Where are those in this nation that call out for freedom? Where are those in this nation that say we should be able to have marches and so forth, that we should actually be able to loot and set fire to buildings and burn buildings and places down? Where are those that do that in this country? Where are they in speaking out for the Cubans right now? Where are the Marxist politicians, Sanders, Warren, AOC, and the like? Where are they? What are they saying? What are they doing? Crickets. Now, the White House did issue a statement. A statement. The U.S. is being accused of funding the demonstrators, according to the Cuban president, the current one in control. That's right. The Castro is no longer in control. Fidel died. He turned over to his brother Raul, and then he stepped aside now for Cuban president Miguel Diaz-Canel. He said the U.S. is funding all of this. Well, the White House, Biden, issuing this statement, we stand with the Cuban people and their clarion call for freedom and relief from the tragic grip of the pandemic. That's not why they're rioting at this point. And then he adds, and from the decades of repression, there's your point. And economic suffering, there's another legitimate point. But the White House had to throw in the pandemic. That's got to be the reason for this. Cuba is going through its worst economic crisis in decades, according to numerous experts. And yes, coronavirus has had a part in it. And the Cuban government says all of this are counter-revolutionary mercenaries paid for by the U.S. government to assemble these types of demonstrations. And then added in a statement, we are calling on all the revolutionaries in our country, all the communists, to hit the streets wherever there's an effort to produce these provocations. They know what they're facing. They may lose everything. Oh, so here you have Biden trying to bridge the gap a little bit between Sanders, AOC, and the progressives of this nation who are all about going in the streets and voicing their freedom, freedom of speech. They don't have freedom of speech in Cuba, nor any other communist nation. Oh, you can go out there and make your little speech, and you may be able to get back in the midst of the crowd and hide. But then again, more than likely you're not. It was back in April that Raul Castro stepped down as the head of the Cuban regime. Well, I know many probably thought it's not going to really change. It's still going to be Cuba, still be communist controlled, but apparently not. Apparently the ripples started in April. The Castros are no longer in control. But let me give you the take inside the Biden administration. I read you the statement from the Biden administration, and they had to put in the word the pandemic. Yes, the pandemic is adding to the woes, okay? I'll accept that. But these people were being repressed and denied and not having freedom long before COVID ever surfaced. And if there were no COVID, it would still be a situation in Cuba where they're being oppressed and restricted, as they do in North Korea, and as they do in many other countries, the very countries supported and encouraged, and they want the funding and the money from places like China. And all the progressives say it's a good deal, you know, that in this country we're going to make it clear we're not going to allow people to be repressed and we're going to be repatriated at the same time. We're going to get into that part in the next segment, repatriation. But let's just stick with Cuba for a moment. No, it did not get a lot of attention when Raul Castro stepped down as the head of the Cuban regime last April. But by the end of June, again, this I'm quoting Jim Garrity from his piece he wrote for the National Review, so I want to make sure you understand it's his work, and he deserves the credit for it. He pulled some of this information together, and he pulled together some of these stats here that, let me get this here in front of me, that while they did not expect that there was going to be a lot of changes and so forth as the Castros were no longer in power, the way Jim writes it, let me read it exactly. It didn't generate a ton of attention, but Raul Castro stepped down as the head of the Cuban regime in April. Whether or not you buy into the great man theory of history, leaders are not interchangeable. Ayman Azawai could not inspire followers the way, or cannot inspire followers the way Osama bin Laden could. And he also points out that at the end of June, April is when Raul stepped down, and at the end of June, Human Rights Watch detailed, quote, that Cuban authorities have jailed and prosecuted several artists and journalists who are critical of the government. They've also imposed temporary targeted restrictions on their ability to use cell phones at all. They can't get any data. They can't use them to talk. Well, gee, they're doing just like we do in this country. If someone doesn't like the president, they just shut down his way to reach people. Not that far away in many ways, is it? So here's something else that happened out of the Biden administration. Julie Chong is the Acting Assistant Secretary for the U.S. Department of State's Bureau of Western Hemisphere Affairs. Hemisphere Affairs, that's a big title. Normally in the government or even in business, sometimes they give you a big title if you don't get the money anyway. Julie Chong, the acting, not the assistant, but the Acting Assistant Secretary for U.S. Development of State's Bureau of Western Hemisphere Affairs. And she says these protests primarily focused at the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, virus pandemic. Not the Chinese Communist, not the Communist Party, not all that, but at the pandemic. And she adds, peaceful protests are growing in Cuba as the Cuban people exercise their right to peaceful assembly. She's wrong. They don't have a right of peaceful assembly in Cuba. But then she had to again go on and say, exercise their right to peaceful assembly to express concern about rising COVID cases. Jesus. They can't do any of this without putting COVID into it, because that's the only thing they think they can use as a weapon now. Socialism, Marxism, communism, destroys people, does not enable them, puts them in chains. You want to fight against slavery? It's happening right there with the Cubans, 90 miles from our shore. It's happening in China. And where are all those who are protesting, and rightly so, against slavery in this nation and demanding things be changed? Where are they? Are they going into Cuba and joining these people? Nope. Are they going into China? No. They won't even go into China and wave a Taiwan flag. The other thing that came out of this, Senator Marco Rubio said these tweets are ridiculous. He said people in Cuba protesting 62 years of socialism, lies, and misery, not, quote, expressing concern about rising COVID cases and deaths. Why is it so hard for the White House to say that? Oh, and she also added the State Department acting secretary said, we stand by the Cuban people's right for peaceful assembly. They don't have one, dear. They don't have one. And then she said, but we call for calm and condemn any violence. Oh, you condemn any violence there, but not in our country. One member of the Florida Republican Party said, based on what they've done right now, they're already headed this way, but Democrats just ceded Florida for the foreseeable future. They will never win again in Florida based on the way they're handling this. I want to share an interview with Don Lemon and Morgan Freeman on this coming up. Stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So we're talking in the previous segment about what's happening in Cuba and how the internet's been shut down in many cases. They never really have been free in Cuba for the last 62 years with the Castro's in control. And they're not going to be free now because it's still communist controlled. But they're trying, and they're out there. They are waving American flags because they know this country is a beacon of freedom. Despite what the progressives and the left would have you believe, that flag stands for around the nation, around the world, I should say, a symbol of freedom. An opportunity. And yet we're constantly being told that by the progressive left that we have too many things that are purposely holding people of color black down. But generally, I want to point this out to you. It's not something they're going to want to hear. But generally, when they're saying people of color, they're really talking about only black. So brown and yellow, you're not included. And in fact, if you're yellow, they're probably upset with you anyway because you're getting all the better test scores. You're getting into the higher schools of education than many blacks are getting in. So they're going to claim it's your yellow color is a problem. None of that's helpful to our nation. None of it's bringing us together. But I want to share an interview that Don Lemon Fruitcake of CNN did with Morgan Freeman. This was 2014. And they were talking at that time about Don Lemon Fruitcake, of course, trying to push the fact that, fact is his view, if you're a minority American, you don't have a chance. You don't have a chance. And Morgan Freeman, they respond, well, you had to pull yourself up by your bootstraps or things of that nature. In other words, you try and say, nobody's keeping you from doing something. You've got opportunity. You don't have this opportunity in Cuba, but in this nation, you have that opportunity. So let's pick it up when Don Lemon Fruitcake is trying to lecture Morgan Freeman.
But it's hard to, when you say that to some people, because they say, oh, there you go with a pull yourself up by the bootstraps thing, and, you know, you're just being respectable. Not everybody can do that.
Well, everybody can. Everybody doesn't. Courage is the key to life itself. There are a lot of people who are born in situations where they say, I'll never get out of this. So they won't. I say to people who say, I would like to have done so and so and so. So you could have done it. So, well, I couldn't get out of here. Man, the bus runs every day.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Don Lemon Fruitcake trying to get on the good side of Morgan Cadillac. Like, yeah, you're exactly right. He does not agree with him. But he was not going to challenge him any deeper because he could see Morgan Freeman's going to buy the story that you don't have the opportunity. You have the opportunity in this country. Some are born with, you want to use the word privilege, more than others, of course. I don't know, maybe some of you listening, your parents were highly educated, and you were born in with a silver spoon in your mouth. I don't know. If you were, God bless you. I was born of a family of an oil field worker living in not mobile homes, trailer homes. We moved a lot until we finally got a house, I think, when I was in the third grade, an actual house of brick and stone. And yet I was very blessed. And there were people of my age that never had that kind of great things around them. They had worse. And there were those even below them. But in every strata, economic, religion, color, many have gotten up from where they were. But of course, there are cases where people have been held down, and slavery was a perfect example in this country. But we don't have slavery anymore. But we have many calling out for reparations, especially the founder of Bet, $14 billion man, says, we need to do something to pay them back. Now, slavery didn't keep him down from achieving what he got, did it? UN Human Rights Chief, by the way, demanding comprehensive reparations for all countries that have suffered slavery, colonial rule, racial discrimination. That is every country. Speaking of the difference between this country and others and the cancel culture, you want to hear John Rich of Big and Rich Country Fame coming up. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around, they're 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed, and at the same time, will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler's still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER. Or you can check their website, rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
Into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. 'Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Over the years, the industry has never really come out really strongly about their liberal edge that they have until recently. You know, maybe in the past 6 to 12 months, they've started coming out more and more. And so the problem you get is if you've got artists that are conservative, but their record label, their publicist, their manager, a lot of the radio stations are being overseen by liberals. We used to be able to still make music and get it played and say what we wanted to say and still get our music played. But that's not really the case now. So a lot of my fans, they'll ask, hey, John, why don't we see other country artists who we assume are probably conservative? Why don't we see them speaking out? And the answer is because they still want to get their records played.
And that's critical if you want to be a recording artist and make money and dollars to support your family and the families of your band. That's country music star John Rich, Big and Rich. And, of course, Quentin set up that lead, Ride a Horse, Save a Cowboy. That's from their album that went really big, Horse of a Different Color. John Rich himself was born in Amarillo, Texas. I spent years in Amarillo. In fact, I began in television in Amarillo, Texas. His father, a Baptist preacher. He knows conservative America, and he knows country America. And regardless of where you live, be you in New Jersey, in Saratoga, Seattle, if you in your heart are country, and by that I mean love of country, not just country that you live on a farm, grew up on a farm, but you have those kinds of values, they don't change, hopefully. Hopefully. I had a good friend tell me the other day that his daughter, who's won a scholarship, going off to a very prestigious school. He said, I know she's going to be surrounded by liberals. I just hope she can keep straight on her beliefs and not yield. Well, of course, those running many of these universities are hoping otherwise, that they can, in fact, influence and change many of those kids. That's a real story out of University of Texas when you get down to it. University of Texas, while I'm growing up, yeah, I wanted to go to University of Texas. Now, no, not so much. University of Texas trying to build its record and have some standing in the educational community, began to recruit more and more of the Eastern higher intellectuals from Harvard and Yale and even from Cambridge to sound and look like, look how distinguished we are. Well, it didn't take long for them to be in there and start molding those minds like handling a piece of clay. But here's country music star John Rich saying the industry of country. He said, I can't give you a percentage, but the majority is very liberal. Now, he's not talking about the artists for the most part. There are some that are, but he said most of them are not. This is an interview he did over the weekend on Breitbart News. But he was talking about just how, he said, my fans, as you heard him say, why don't we see other country music we assume are conservative? Why aren't we seeing them speak out? He said, well, because they're worried about being canceled. And yet at the same time, he says, they don't even have to be canceled. What is going on right now already has a chilling effect.
So is it cancel culture? No, because they're not even stepping forward to be canceled. So it's actually it's a step deeper than cancel. It's the threat of cancellation that keeps them from saying anything in the first place. So I think the country music audience now, any of them that are conservative, are starting to see things in the industry and go, hang on a minute. That's not what I thought it was, or that's not how I thought they felt about our country or our culture. And now they're seeing, well, that is how they feel about it. So it's a really interesting gap between who's promoting the music and who's listening to the music at this point.
I think you see and you understand it. Somebody put out a meme the other day. I love it. Meme being one of these things that is used in different, it's available, you put it on the internet or some response to somebody or whatever. And this particular one just showed Johnny Cash looking kind of dismayed, looking at you all dressed in black, saying, what the hell happened to my country music? Because what you hear now on a lot of stations is not real country music. Now, there was a time at one time between country western, which had a lot of steel guitar and twanging, and a lot of folks didn't like that. It kind of the beginning, by the way, of Dolly Parton's career. And, of course, you had then you have the more modern country, and you had the Waylon Jennings, and then you have the Garth Brooks style. Now you got some that are more, they'll throw rap into it. It is confusing. Where is it? Well, old style country isn't what it is. But what he's talking about more than anything else, he said, if you're trying to tell a message and a story that's patriotic and Americana, you could have a problem. You might not get any play. And he points directly, specifically, to a song out by Aaron Lewis, the Redneck Riviera group. We are going to let you hear part of this. This is a patriotic anthem. It is called Am I the Only One? Now, there are parts in here that we've taken care of, that there are some F words in there. And, yes, you cannot play that on general radio. But most recording artists, when they record something like this, will also do, rather than the F word, they'll say hell or something like that. They'll put in a more acceptable word. But this song you probably aren't hearing on any of your country stations generally.
Am I the only one willing to bleed? Take a bullet for being free. Screaming what the f*** in my TV for telling me. Yeah, are you telling me that I'm the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue? Another statue coming down in a town near you, watching the threads of old glory come under. Am I the only one not brainwashed, making my way?
There you have it. That's a clip of Aaron Lewis and Am I the Only One? It is skyrocketing on the charts, streaming platforms, but the industry basically ignoring it. And again, John Rich of Big and Rich explains exactly this is a perfect example of his concern and what's happening.
Yes, it is at the top of streaming platforms and sales platforms. Sales is the big one. I mean, when people vote with their wallet, that's the strongest vote you're ever going to get. In any industry, especially in music, when they can stream it for free half the time, if they actually go purchase it, well, that tells you something. And so he's out there topping all these charts, yet the country industry won't back him up and radio won't play him.
And there you have it. Now, yes, you can say, well, it's got that F word thing in it. Well, you know what? There are a lot of rap artists that are appearing on a lot of radio stations that have some of those words in it, and they either clean them up or put other words in. They could do it here. It's not getting played, John Rich says, and I agree, because cancel culture. And yet they're not even canceled yet. It's just a chilling effect. You just are telling the artist, don't go there. You go in that direction. Well, see what's happening to Aaron Lewis? This is America today. Doesn't have to be. There's still enough of us. And I'm talking to Democrats as well. And independents. In regards of your color, your background, your religion, your sexual preference, you can stand up and say, this is America. We're looking at what's happening 90 miles from our shore in Cuba right now. You should remember what we stand for in this nation. And yes, we had some flaws, but we've also had a lot of success, and we have more to come. And John Rich says, you want to talk about the original cancel culture? The original cancel culture? Take a look at our founding fathers.
What were the founding fathers worried about when they signed the Declaration of Independence? They were signing their death warrants when they signed the Declaration of Independence. If Britain found those men, they were going to hang them. They were going to burn their property, enslave their families. They would erase them. That's what they were up against. That's what they were risking to push back against a tyrannical force like England. And they were willing to do it. You know, give me liberty or give me death was not some bumper sticker. It wasn't a hashtag. It was the attitude that it took to found this country.
Not only to found this country, to preserve this country. If some of the mealy-mouthed, pablum-eating, Cheetos-sitting-on-a-beanbag-basement chair group was in charge if Pearl Harbor had happened, we wouldn't be having this conversation today, would we? We are a beacon to the rest of the world. Let us keep it that way. Coming up, though, parents, they may take control of your children. Stand by.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
You know, I cannot stress to you enough, this program is more vital and important now than when Trump was in office. That's why I truly appreciate your support and my sponsors. I do hope you let each of them know how much you appreciate them supporting us and keeping us on the air. Because it's only on a program like this are you getting the material that we're covering and the way we're doing it. I build this often as building a newscast, 50-plus years in that business. And with the help of Quentin, we pull sound bites. We know exactly how to tell a story to get into it. Let the bites do the explanation. It's an entirely different talk format than you hear anywhere else. And we're successful because of you and specifically and more importantly, God's blessing. I recognize that. And I'm going to point out to you every time I see something where someone's trying to infringe on your freedoms. Look at this. The Journal of Medical Ethics published an article. The Journal of Medical Ethics basically saying, according to a professor at Arizona State University, when parents reject their children's claim to be transgender, quote, parents should lose veto power over most transition-related pediatric care. In other words, government should be able to exclude parents if their child wants to have a hormonal or surgical transformation. The child's 12 years old, and they've kind of gotten the idea, you know, I think I'd feel better if I were a boy, or I'd feel better if I were a girl, or I don't know, but I think it'd be better where I am now. And parents say, no, you're too young to make that decision. You're not. I won't even let you get your ears pierced to such and such an age. I'm not going to let you make that. Well, no, no. If the government follows these medical scientists and that kind of reasoning, they will come and say, we'll take care of your child. You're apparently not taking good care of your kid. This is real, folks. It's not made up. And the FBI had to put out a notice that, we made a mistake on some of the Capitol January 6th event. I'll go into that in a moment, but first let me tell you what the FBI published yesterday. A tweet linked to a government booklet, first written in 2015, indicator someone might be contemplating violent action. And on this tweet, they're encouraging Americans to report their own family members and peers for, quote, suspicious behaviors. Now, yeah, certain behaviors exist and you should be noted, and they're noted in the book. Generally, it was focused on those inspired or enabled for terrorist activities. Now, of course, what's terrorist now? What's a terrorist? A conservative. A conservative's apparently lately considered a terrorist. It is after January 6th. If you're conservative, and although you were not part of it, you're a terrorist. Senator Ted Cruz responded to the FBI, in both Cuba, which we're seeing now, and China, they also ask children to spy on their parents. Yes, they do. And January 6th, the day it happened, I told you, is wrong, but it's going to be used to beat down conservatives and make us, or try to make you cower and hush you up. You can't speak. You remember what you guys did January 6th? And remember one member of Congress, Democrat, I forgot the wacko's name, saying this, it was worse than 9/11. You're out of your mind. I'd put another word in, but I'll just go with that. You know what I meant. But the DOJ, of course, continues to hold many. They rounded up and still looking for others, looking through all this video, looking for anyone who was inside the Capitol, even if they were just following others in and they didn't have anything to do other than, hey, the Capitol's open, walking through. Oh, my God, what's going on? But others were in there vandalizing and terrorizing. And, yes, they were shouting. It was not an insurrection. It was not an attempt to overthrow the government. It would be impossible. Only one weapon was recovered. But as they started looking at what things they did have and start making an arrest list up and arrest information, the DOJ was quick to point this out. This is very interesting. One of them we found had clothing and so forth, and when we went to his home, we found similar things. He had a flag, "Don't Tread on Me." Listen, if you watch our YouTube segments, you will see a "Don't Tread on Me" flag displayed during this program. Go to Larry Connors USA YouTube. Larry Connors USA YouTube. Subscribe. You won't miss anything. But you will be seen by the government as watching a program that has a "Don't Tread on Me" flag displayed. Oh, and they also pointed out this guy had a handgun, a shotgun, and a rifle. Oh, my God. Not with him. At his home. He also had military fatigues. Yeah. Oh, this. They said they recovered a fully constructed U.S. Capitol Lego set. What would be the value of a building, a U.S. Capitol, through Legos? Oh, so you'd understand the Capitol and how to get in? Are you kidding me? It's a Lego set, you idiots. It is currently, by the way, because the FBI point that out, it is now the most sought after, most expensive Lego set, currently about $270. But now the FBI or the Justice Department came back and said, we need to correct that. It was not a fully constructed Lego set. It was still in the box. It was in the box. They had a box of Legos on the front of it. It was a U.S. Capitol, so you could build a U.S. Capitol. And the guy had it still in the box. Probably hadn't even been open. Oh, but we put it down. We want to make note that he had a mock-up of the U.S. Capitol because they were going to go in there and overthrow our government. You are so full of... Anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you very much for listening. Spread the word. Remember our pledge. One nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.